So that was the gist of yesterday's conversation.
All right. So rightfully so, Chico Twala reached out to the SABC and he rightfully would like to be given a platform to respond. And he joins us on the line. Ndate Chico, welcome to The Drive.
Good day.
Thank you so much, sir. So firstly, just for clarity's sake, Ndate, are you speaking on behalf of your son, Longwe?
He's 33-year-old. I want to speak about my firearm.
Oh, okay. All right. So just so people know what we're talking about, in case, you know, you didn't hear that part yesterday or you haven't seen the allegations on social media, it is alleged that Chico Twala's gun went missing right around the time. In fact, it's alleged that you had admitted to the media that your gun went missing around the time that Senzo Meiwa was shot. Is this true?
Marcella, before I respond to that, let me just start by saying, you know, like any father, I will also feel the same pain that Senzo's father felt, and also, you know, I think because of the cops not doing enough to find the culprit, I think this reaction has got the right to actually blame anybody about Senzo's murder. It has taken the police to, even today, his murder hasn't been resolved. Let me go back, Mascara. He befriended, at the time, Longwe was not involved with Alshua Kili, younger sister.
Okay.
I think they had the relationship, yeah, Longwe was not in, yeah.
Involved then with Zandi Kuman.
Yeah, Zandi.
Yes,
sir. And Longwe, the Zandi, then they became, they had a relationship. Then, that's how now Longwe started actually moving around literally in the Senzo, the Zandi, about before. So, I mean, they're adults. I have no control over Ublako, Fowesi, Najiblako, Ako. You understand? And my son, Akimona only, I don't know Kimona after how long. I never can look at Sudo Kimona, but Nagwadi Lali Kedi, Kurbaye Sang, what I don't know. Hence, I'm saying that my firearm always with me. My firearm, Machaba, I bought this firearm 1989. If I'm not mistaken, 89. I've been having this firearm since 1989. I saw ka, even a single, I saw it in Tunyamutu or a sharper holding shot. It's always in my safe.
It now, wasn't missing around the time of Senzo's death.
Come again?
It wasn't missing around the time of Senzo's death. It wasn't...
It was not missing. You know, okay, Mascara, to be honest, I don't know where this comes from. Let me tell you. When Senzo... I received a call. I was asleep, Kunkun. I received a call from Kelly, crying. I was saying they shot Senzo. I rushed out of my house. Because that day, when I rushed out of my house, driving to Fort Lauderdale, I found Kelly, Longwe, and another guy that Kichonia Senzo. Senzo went to pick up this guy from there. It's his childhood friend.
Sure.
Senzo went to pick up this guy somewhere, I don't know where. So I found them there, and then Senzo was lying there. And I asked, what happened? They said, no, two guys came in, and they wanted to rob them, whatever, and they shot Senzo. You understand? So that's the information I got. I don't want to talk on behalf of Longwe. Longwe is an adult. Maybe you guys will have an opportunity to talk to him.
Sure,
but
sure.
I want to talk about my part. You understand? So now, after that, you know, I phoned Dr. Costa on my way to hospital. I phoned the judgment, a lot of people. That Senzo has been shot. And I mean, to be honest with you, I knew the boy from my face, a very nice person. I don't care what... He's my son, yes, but if he had killed Senzo, and then it was him and I suspected, I will tell you, I would have pushed for him to go to jail. I did that before. My uncle did something in Bryanston. When I came up also, his name is Maposo. He did some terrible thing. Right in my street, the police were looking, they suspected, and then I interrogated Maposo until Abu Anit. Kamutwari Sako Bremli, he served 10 years.
All right.
I mean, to the point,
just to jump in the Chico, for the sake of time, to the point around the allegations. I mean, there were some very damning allegations on social media, I think a couple of days ago. And they've obviously been doing the rounds and they point out to a number of things, including the allegations that Sam Meiwa made around Longwe being the person who pulled the trigger. What's your response to that?
To be honest, if Longwe pulled the trigger, maybe has pulled a trigger with someone else's gun, not my gun.
Okay.
Because I wasn't there.
Okay.
I wasn't there. I can't actually talk on behalf of Longwe, Kelly, or anyone who was there.
Okay.
And they must just leave my gun out of this thing. They must leave me out of this. I would have never even allowed Longwe or anybody near my firearm. No.
Okay, Ntate. Do you have any idea who...
The police, after the shooting, they called me. The hawks, everybody.
Okay.
They said they want my gun. And I said, what is it you want from my gun?
Okay.
Said, no, because your son was in the magazine. We want to check your gun.
Oh, I
you
see
what?
It.
I took my firearm for about 4 weeks, you know, for ballistic test.
Okay.
And they brought it back to me. They said my gun is not the one.
Do you have any idea who could be threatening Sam Meyiwa's life, as he alleged on the drive yesterday?
Come again?
Do you have any idea who could be threatening Sam Meyiwa's life? He made an allegation that someone is threatening his life.
You know what, my dear? That's why the police, if the same idea was threatened, maybe those people that called or what or somebody, I would definitely ask South African police to please assist the same idea and Meyiwa and investigate and try and find the culprit.
Okay.
Because it's not nice to hear from him also. The police must do their work, you know, go out there and make sure or Kimang or Trishnang Dad. Because that's what you are telling us. That's how far you are. You understand that?
All right.
Well, the police must do their work.
Absolutely. And we agree. We want somebody to pay for this crime. And we appreciate the time that you've made to speak to us on the drive, Chico Twala, certainly. And, you know, responding to the allegations and also saying, well, the gun is mine and the gun was on me and it's always on me. And that, look, if my son is involved, I wouldn't be the one to speak on his behalf.
Sure. Ebuima tabe. Ebuima haholo. Well, there you have it. You can find the podcast on Twitter and our social media pages at Metro FM SA.